Welcome back, everybody, to Blind Justice with your host, Joe Ruprecht, and my very special guest, Jeff Wasdin. And Jeff is here from D.C. Pro Law, which is a Douglas County organization that is trying to get on the ballot this November.
We're actually on. County commissioners, and probably make sure that that's clear to listeners as well, but this is a referred ballot measure. So our Board of County Commissioners here in Douglas County, and we thank them for their leadership, their vision, their foresight in putting this on.
Their courage.
Absolutely. Yeah. They voted 3-0 in March to put this directly onto the ballot. So we don't have to go out and collect petitions. This is on the ballot, and we'll be up for voters to make those good and important decisions.
Well, good. So now it's just let's get word out that
Absolutely.
This is an important right. You're voting on another right.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this day and age where it can feel sometimes like our rights are being so compromised and so governmentalized and restricted.
Rights are under attack, this is no
yes.
doubt. And I think this is an opportunity for us to step up a little bit and reclaim a little bit of that opportunity and that right to say, look, we want to have that say. We want to be able to determine who is that person, and you're not going to tell us we don't have that right. Whether or not, like you said, you like that guy and you vote for whoever that person is for that second, third term, because mm-hmm. it's an election, and we need to continue to keep that in people's mindsets that it's not a free pass. Mm-hmm. We're trying to reclaim some of your rights that have been given to you as a citizen of the United States.
So. Right. And it's funny, this country was founded upon fair and full and open competition and, you know, making your case for why it is you should be in a leadership position. And that this is just merely an extension of that. And if one's not up to the task, then the voters will speak on that. But it's still their job to get educated.
Amen.
It's still their job to go ahead and make sure that they're an informed voter. And I tell people, if you're not going to be an informed voter, just don't vote. It's really, you know, we don't need that type of ignorance. Ignorance is not bliss. Educate yourself. Get out there. Put yourself at events where you can meet the people that are up. It seems to me that at least in this case, Sheriff Warner, is it Weaver?
Sheriff Weaver
is out there. And it's funny because normally I would be like a Sheriff Weaver supporter, and that's why we're doing this show. But actually, I'm a completely objective party who would just like to give the voice to a cause that I think needs to get out there to the people. And it seems like he's doing his job getting out there and being one of the people, not just an authority figure. He is a professional. He is a public service. But at the same time, he's one of those he serves. And he seems to be one that gets out there quite a bit. So it's important that everybody take a look at
He is accessible, and that's why I said it. We're very blessed. We have an abundance of talent in Douglas County and our elected officials. We have people that are accessible, that put themselves out there in the public, that don't shy away from it. They don't get elected and run and hide, that you'll never be able to find or talk to again. They want to listen. They want to be out there. They want to hear what the electorate and the voters and citizens in Douglas County have to say. They want to represent them, and I think that's a courageous and admirable task, and commend all of our elected officials mm-hmm. for that, because it's not easy. They are constantly
up for attack.
Home Depot, you know, and you sit and you chat and people are running up and talking to you mm-hmm. and you feel like, you know, you're never, unfortunately, in that position. They're always going to have somebody there, and they don't hide from that. You know, they don't put on a wig and I don't know. Maybe shouldn't go there.
Well, it's a private life.
At least we don't know that.
Okay. Everybody's got their own world.
That's right. But so far, you know, to my knowledge, they're out there every day and not hiding from that. And I applaud them and pat them on the back and again, commend them for that. And Sheriff Weaver is no different. And
let's talk about him, because honestly, I've not had the pleasure of meeting him. I don't know him, but you apparently support him very much. Now, why would people want to elect him for a third term? Because he is going to be kind of the case study. Let's go ahead and go into this. I mean, why would Sheriff Weaver be the perfect example of why a third term should be allowed?
Great question. And if you look at Dave and his track record and what he's done and what he's brought to the office, and it is never easy. Sheriff Acree, the previous sheriff here in Douglas County, was a phenomenal sheriff. Their family's going through a loss, unfortunately, at this time, too. And so our hearts are out with Mike and their family as well.
Sorry,
but he was a great sheriff. Sheriff Weaver didn't come in behind that and say, Sheriff Acree did a great job. And Sheriff Zotos before him, both those that are phenomenal sheriffs and have served Douglas County well, they did a great job. I'm just going to keep doing whatever they're doing. Sheriff Weaver came in and reassigned people, changed the office around, demoted and promoted some different people, figured out ways to save money, came back and did some things differently, signed up, has reached out to the local police jurisdictions and police chiefs and offered different services related to dispatch and different things to try and be a more of a collaborative person, to be more partnership driven, changed the DARE program around, has tried to be more involved and active with our schools and keeping our safe schools. He's the only initiative in the state, I think probably a month or two ago, that the schools are going to be completely wired and have that technology and stuff. And the governor and everybody came down to do that. It's that kind of thought. It's that kind of that vision and foresight that he's brought to that office. And again, worrying about the economy and protecting people's budgets and doing a good job and reducing crime and
being fiscally responsible.
I don't think you could find a better sheriff again in America. And I think it, again, you sit there and you say, wow, we're going to lose all that talent, all that experience, all that training, all that background because
it expired.
Numbers of years ago, he was told that he only gets 2 4-year terms.
See, and that's got to be hard because here is a professional. Here's a man who went ahead and availed himself to this office knowing that at the time that he had 8 years to make all this difference. And even at year 7.5, hasn't given up on making that difference, hasn't been a lame duck, hasn't just become demotivated. He's kept at it. And nothing more can speak to why a third term should be allowed. And, you know, that he be given an opportunity to go out there and put his voice.
He's a man of character and great integrity, and I think that's why people like him and appreciate him and what he's brought in his service. And again, whether it's about Sheriff Weaver or not, our group tries to say it's the position, not the person. And I think it's important because Sheriff Weaver will be termed out even if this passes. It will maintain terms, and his time will sunset, and we'll have another sheriff. And again, if that person, whomever that is doing a great job, I want that right, and I think Douglas County citizens want that right and that opportunity to just have that right to go to that ballot box and say yes or no to that person,
right,
and make that decision. So,
okay, guys. Well, you heard it here. Yes on 1A.
There you go.
Okay. Well, Jeff, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. I appreciate you coming on, educating the audience. And I wish you and Douglas County and everybody affiliated with this effort, I wish them the best of luck. So,
thank you so
much for having
me. Again,
thanks. And Jeff, if people wanted to get in touch with you about this, becoming educated, if they're in a county that hasn't overturned this yet, that hasn't allowed for this, how would they contact you again?
They can do it through the website. They can do it through email, dcprolaw.com, dcprolaw@aol.com. And we'll get right back to them and make sure, again, we're doing our job in educating and helping give those rights to the residents.
Wonderful. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for coming
on.
Thank
you.
Hey, everybody, till next week, take care of each other, take care of yourself. This is Joe Ruprecht with Blind Justice.